Welcome everybody to Sunday Indigenous Voices of People show on the 11th of December. Hello, Kunupa. How are you? Hello, welcome to the Indigenous Voices of People.
Sorry.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's your breath. Assalamu alaikum.
Alaikum assalam. How are you doing?
Alhamdulillah. Good, good. About to get it started, huh?
Yeah.
All right. I do everything, man, the way I need to. It's Anupa. Assalamu alaikum. All right. Let's keep going here. Uncle George in the house.
He just hung up.
Oh, he dropped phone call dropped. He'll probably dial right back.
Yeah.
You started already?
Yeah, it's running.
Oh, okay. Yeah, this is Jibril Salam. I want to give greetings to all the listeners out there, Indigenous Voices of People. And we want to give honor and thanks to our brother Tariq for hosting the show for all the Indigenous people. On the show of Indigenous Voices of People is the platform. Many have tried to keep going because the Indian people at the Turtle Island don't really have a voice. Through the reservation system and the IRA company, which they call tribal governments, they've put the people in remote areas away from the urban centers, try to assimilate the Indians and the indigenous people into the urban centers to remove their identity and to take away their ancestral way of living by assimilating into a culture under force, which is from a colonial policy, coercion through military tactics, economic tactics, political tactics, to achieve profit and gain at the expense of others, which is a crime against your fellow man. And especially when you go to a land, a foreign land, where others are there, and this is their home, and they welcome you, and they share with you, and then you stab them in the back and you have this type of behavior, this is the behavior of the people of Jahannam, people of the fire. Every created thing that has life, you get the life from the Creator. And the Creator, He put the life in the water. Everything living needs water. And everything living have a spirit that it gets from the Creator. And so when you violate these boundaries of the spirit, of the life, of all of these universal laws that the Creator created, you violate the laws of the earth and all these things, you only harm yourself. So whomever it be, they will ultimately meet with the fruits of their deeds in this life and in the spirit life to come. So I just wanted to share just some few things there. I don't know what topics that you may have started on or if you had started on any topic, but to share a thought that the people here on Turtle Island, meaning all the indigenous people in this Western Hemisphere, and this also goes for all the indigenous people on all the lands throughout the whole planet Earth, Mother Earth, because all of the people are relatives, all the way across the globe, going north, south, east, and west, in all four directions. All the people are intertwined and interconnected. We are all relatives to everything living. And the two-legged have been given custodianship over the four-legged, the fin wings, the wing wings, all the other inhabitants, the other nations, whether they be birds, animals, fish, insects, whatever, you've been given custodianship as a representative of the Great Spirit. But when you're out of that balance, of walking in that upright position and being righteous, not only standing upright, but righteousness from inside and equality to all others. Until you reach that and you surrender yourself to those that which is good, and you have all these types of social ills and situations. But the people are living in the wrong aspect of life. And then they become asphyxiated with such things of addictions, drugs, alcohol, sex, or so many different things that the people are addicted to these days. One has to purify his heart so they can respect his elders, he can respect himself, respect his Creator, respect the young, respect the old. Give help to anybody who need assistance. Be always willing to give assistance, because one day you too will need assistance, just like you did in your younger beginning. You could not feed yourself, you could not wash yourself, you could not nurture yourself. Someone did it for you, and if you live to reach old age, someone will probably do it for you again. So one must reflect on his own self, on his own life, in order to develop oneself to be the best one he can be, best woman, best man, so that he can be a benefit, an asset to life, to humanity, to all the nations of the world, be it human, animal, whatever. Otherwise, you'll be consumed by the trappings of Hayat al-Dunya, the life of the world. Because when one gives in to his desires, then he becomes blameworthy. The one who is implementing wrongdoings, implementing wrong way of life, implementing crimes against others, oppression against others, and sufferings against others, he's blameworthy. You have to blame him. You have to put it in his face. You have to put the truth in front of him, because when truth arrives, falsehood must perish. You can't live in the same vessel. You can't dwell under the same roof. You can't stand on the same platform. So, back to you, brother, and welcome everybody to the Indigenous Voice of the People, and thank you for allowing me to say a few words. Hopefully, it benefits myself and whoever heard me. Oh.
Keep on talking, Brother Jabril.
Yeah, you got any other callers called in?
Just you and I.
Oh, mashallah. Okay, okay. Yeah, so just, okay, I don't know if you had other callers on, but, yeah, we get so much corruption in the world today, man, on so many levels. But you got those who fight against corruption because everything is dual, plural, opposite. Only thing singular is subhanahu wa ta'ala, the creator. Wakantaka, Kichimanesi, Yidula, Al Muhammad, Al Aziz, Al Jabbar, Al Mutakabir. So many names he has.
Can I level with you?
Huh?
Can I level with you on something?
Yeah, for sure.
I know, you know, I gave this show, you know what I mean, to individual, you know, the indigenous voices of the people of Turtle Island, right? Because we are all, you know, suffering, you know, due to this Anglo-Saxon, you know, and, you know, I am ashamed of some things I have said, you know what I mean? That I'm not able, you know, to keep it inside me. I have a problem, you know, coming out, brother, you know, by admitting that, you know, my own personal life has been greatly affected, you know, of what is happening in Turtle Island too. Like on yesterday's show, I said my aunt, you know what I mean, called the show asking, was it? Because I'm, what happened, the Middle East is one big reservation also. And what that British, you know, people did to us. And when I came over here, you know, we were, you know, I was indoctrinated to everything that happened over there and here. And my soul got tainted over here too. I started living a life, you know, doing what I was exposed to. And whatever I said on the air, you know, about, you know, why people, you know, are not watching, saying, you know, on our show because of the hateful, you know, remarks that come out of older brother Kanupa. But now, I hate this. I hate, you know, I called my father today. And I weeped and I cried. To apologize to him. And I apologize to everybody, you know. And my father, he told me something. He goes, the difference between you and I is, that's why I wanted you to go there to America. I wanted you to connect with everybody. Because, you know, I cannot show you the hatred that I have. This is my father talking. And I wish he could get on this radio show. And I hate the things I got exposed to. And I wrestled with it every day. And I try my best to let it go. And it's hard for me, Brother Gabriel. You know, it's hard. It's hard. You know what I mean? I understand we all Middle Easterns understand what Turtle Island is going through because we are passing through the same exact thing. The same Zionist white, whatever fucking bastard you want to call him. You know, exposed us to homosexuality, raped us, polluted our people. We fight each other. We kill each other on a daily basis. Palestinians die, like what happened 1 hour ago. Another 16-year-old child shot by the same white devil who's still killing indigenous children all over across Turtle Island, jailing them, polluting them. It just, you know, today I was asking God, forgive me, God, you know, for, you know, lying or hiding how I feel. And let me just release what is inside me. I've been on Turtle Island 28 years, and I wish to go back. I would love to go back, but I can't. I'm stuck because how the tribal government is corrupt. All our leadership is corrupt. Turtle Island is polluted. We are polluted. We are in the same boat.
Yeah, it's a global struggle, brother. And it always have been, you know, it's just that it is now it's so rapid and widespread that we have to remind one another, we have to aid one another in joining the righteous deed and forbidding that haram deed, that ill deed. And no matter who you are or what walk of life you come from, you have to make a choice. You got to pick and choose a side, you know. And the only way that the man can be strong, he has to purify his heart, purify his intention, purify his deed. And then he has to fight against the corruption, starting from his own self. We got to purify ourselves first, defeat our own corruption. Then we have to defeat the corruption of others because it's going to affect other people and other things. In order for evil to take control, all it takes is for good people to do nothing. But alhamdulillah, you have your heart is alive because you feel something in your heart. You make a tawbah, you make a staghfir, you make a tasbih, you make salah, you ask the subhanahu wa ta'ala to give you fortitude, wisdom, forgiveness, and give you the strength to go forward. If you didn't ever make a mistake, then you didn't know where's the line. You made the mistake, then now you know from the feeling, from the taste of it. You correct yourself. And that's what this life is about, self-correction. Why Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he came to us? Why the buffalo calf woman came to the Lakota people? Why Sulaiman alayhi salam, he came? Why Musa alayhi salam, he came? Why Isa alayhi salam, he came? They all came to give the man a message. Walk straight. Be honest. Believe in the Creator. Be just on the earth. In every story, every community, is the message that gets sent to the people. Be straight. Be honest. Don't be crooked. Don't be corrupt. What happened to all the corruptors of old? They all perished. They all, in the history, they all destroyed. If you read through any of the history, always the corruptor lose. So why you want to be like him? But it's a struggle to be righteous. It's a struggle to be straight. It's just because the temptation. It's easy. The road to Jahannam is an easy road. The road to the Jannah is a hard road. We say Sirat al-Mustaqim. In our indigenous language here, we say Red Road. Or in English, Anglo, they say Straight Path or Narrow Road. And all meaning the same, but different pronunciation because of multitude of language. In the beginning was a pearl. The pearl had 1,000 tongues. And each tongue glorified the Creator in a different language. He gave every nation of people their own language, their own song, their own drum, their own way of doing things. But the message is always the same. One Creator, live straight. Believe in the Creator, believe in the earth. The earth give you everything. Everything you got in this life, every provision, whether it be the carpet on your floor, the underwear on your ass, the pencil on your paper, whatever you got it from Mother Earth. By permission of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Man think himself something mighty. And he's very minuscule, very weak, very forgetful, very subject to failure. But once he realizes his position, he knows who he is, he becomes the strongest. The strongest is the one who he can control himself. He can walk his path. So, but it's a practice. It doesn't, you know, you can't get it overnight. It's something you're going to strive for, make effort on. Every day you're doing something. Every day you're making more and more effort. Today, and then the end of the day, analyze what I've done. Tomorrow we try to do better than we did yesterday.
I am so grateful that Brother Kadupa, I'm so grateful that Brother Kadupa, I have an older brother. I'm grateful.
What's up? Well, he Chinooka is a buttercup, man, for a lot of people. He's a blessing for a lot of people. He grew up a certain kind of way. Allah Ta'ala raised him a certain kind of way, so now he pronounces himself in a certain way. Allah give him more hidayah, inshallah. It'd be more benefit for the people. So the thing is be humble, because it's a blessing. Allah, he put somebody in your life, can help you to think about the thing, to better oneself every day, more, better, 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 better.
Yeah, you're right, because God, the Creator, he put him in my way when I was suffering, and I'm still suffering, trying to let go, trying to get this white barbaric fucking language and this fucking, excuse my French, this fucking white thing out of me, white thinking. It's also polluted my family, our way of life, our governments. The Middle East is just like one, excuse my French, one fucking reservation now over there.
Yeah,
for sure. They control it.
They tested it on us over here, and then they took the show on the road and doing it to everybody.
Okay, can you all hear me?
The thing is, you got to keep fighting against the corruption. You can't give in to the corruption. You can't join into the corruption. You got to fight the corruption. Chinooka.
Yes.
Okay, come on in. We hear you.
All right. Tyreek.
Yes.
You sound like you're in a long distance, but my Aunt Bernice and my sister Vina are going to come on for a little bit, because we have one of our tacojas feeling, you know, uncomfortable. So she's watching with that. So without any further ado, Auntie and Vina, are you there?
I'll be here myself, but my mom is too tired, so she's resting.
Okay. All right. So Sister Vina, if you want to give any type of understanding to the people here, go right ahead. We'll give you that.
Hello. I'd like to say good evening to everyone that's listening, and hope everything's been well. Last night, my grandson was sick all night, so I've been kind of up late, and he's still kind of sick, so I'm kind of might have to step away a few times, but I I didn't think about anything to talk about. So if you can give me some idea to talk about, I could talk about it.
Okay, that is really good that my sister gave this responsibility to the people that are calling in and the guests that are on the phone and on the show. Mitakiepi, you know what Chinooka always does. When I say Mitakiepi, that's all of you in our Lakota language. This evening, we're going to take this responsibility to kind of address issues that go on in our everyday teachings, and then our everyday lifestyle of how we Lakotas, meaning everybody, every tribe, deal with sociological issues, okay? Now, my auntie Bernice always, during Sundance times, she gives me the understanding of what she sees in her everyday life. And for some of you that tune into our radio show, called the Indigenous Voices of People, listening audience, really take this into consideration. It ain't easy for us to orchestrate a radio show. And this show started out from a young lady out in the East Coast by the name of Leona Brando. And so prior to that, we start, you know, getting different, you know, feedback, because she lives in Massachusetts, of the city of Boston, Boston, Massachusetts. Boston has some oral history that was created at the, you know, Caucasians' behavior, which the colonists have done to destroy a lot of our tribal ancestors that lived out there. No matter what tribes were that lived there, they're gone. And so Boston kind of gave a reflection to what the Boston Tea Party was about, because it was about tea. And so they threw them over the harbor there, and they blamed it on my people, the indigenous people. And so that's why they had a mass extermination of killing my tribal members out there. This is a brief history that we're giving you, going back to the same understanding of why sociological deformatory takes effect in our principalities of what we deal with here, even on the Pine Ridge Indian Reservation. We had a newly elected tribal chairman, a young boy, come in by the name of Star comes out, Francis, Frank Star comes out. He took the position. Now bear with me, people. Listen to this. excuse me. The first two youth that took on the challenge of being a tribal president, okay, was Julian Bearrunner. Julian Bearrunner kept the door open to the tribal council, okay? And he gave prestigious people, meaning the elders, even though people didn't agree with him, he still opened the door to our elders. Julian Bearrunner. Then he got beaded out. Then a new kid came in by the name of Kevin Keller, raised by a white mother, when that mother wasn't his mom. It was his auntie, because of Reginald Cedarface. Reginald Cedarface took his nephew and niece in to raise them. Just like a majority of our people here on the reservation. That's our way. Just like Aunt Bernice said last night. That's what she did too. It's the same as my sister Vina. So when we reflect to that, I give credence to my poor people here on the Pine Ridge Indian Reservation. Lila ota wane tu kile ake o snikte. Na hiane ki akhota, meaning tomorrow, the next day after, they're calling for a big snowstorm to come in here in the Dakotas. We don't know if it's going to hit us or if it's going to bypass, okay? We're still cutting wood for our elders and our people that need of warmth. This is what goes on in Indian country. So going back to the sociological deformatory, okay? One of the biggest things that we were questioning last night, and I did it. I questioned this. I would defend my sister and my aunt, because my aunt has a lot of years on earth. We just got here. Me and my sister, Vina, were in our early part of our 60s. I'm 65, and she's 2 years older than me. She's 67, just like my brother Lewis. You see, people, we try to help you understand fairness and balance, because this world, and in our country known as Turtle Island, this is our land. When them long knives came in here, they brought their evil with them. And so that evil created a lot of destruction and murder amongst a lot of our eastern tribes out in the east, from Maine to Florida and inward. So we give you a brief history of this. Now, because of the sociological deformatory being plagued on my people, we become our worst enemy within ourselves. And so my auntie, who I love dearly, she's 90 years old. I do my part when she tells me, Toska lechens e wochichake wa chinkte. Taku mir chatokatake oblezeki lila wa stesni. This is what she tells me. What she sees in the direction of the future is not good. So she needs somebody to address that to, because not too many of our people listen to our elderly, especially my aunt at her age. And auntie is one of them ones that are very strict in her speaking ability. I was raised under that because my grandmother Cecilia, my late grandmother, was in the same predicament. But they've been on earth longer than we did. And they've seen a lot of stuff unfold before their eyes. I go in that direction with that. That way of life that belongs to our people is really a difficult and hard thing to ever pick up. So just like my sister Vina explaining that the Trakoja of ours is a little sickly, she's taken time to put her energy, her love, her commitment, her dedication to take care of our grandchild. This is what indigenous cultures all over the world do for a family's loved one. And so when we ask these understandings to a lot of you, I don't know how many people are tuned in. I heard Jabril. Is anybody else on the line besides Jabril?
Only Jabril.
Say that again.
Only Jabril.
Only Jabril.
Yeah, he said just me and you.
No other callers.
That's it.
No other callers. Okay. Fine. If that's the way they be, okay, I can't say anything to it. But my sister Vina has the heart to come on, because even though Auntie's a little, you know, tired in her everyday doing, she can only say what she can for Auntie. And so right now, if anyone has a question aimed for my sister Vina, go ahead and approach it in any way you can.
Hey, Vina, this is Jabril. How you doing?
Hello.
Hello, how are you?
I'm doing good.
Good, good. It's been a long, long time. A few years, but it's good to hear you. I was listening to you and Grandma on the radio the last couple of shows, and I just wanted to give you the greeting and then just to say how you doing and speak to you, and give also our love and greeting for Grandma Bernice also and the family.
Okay, thank you.
Yeah, I don't really have no questions, Chinupa.
Okay, well, Sister Vina, Nisha Taku Iwagla Ya Chinkta Ichumo.
We had our new president here for the tribe, the Oglala Lakota Nation. We have a new president here. I haven't met him yet, but I've seen him from afar, and It's good to see that he will be a Lakota speaker as being a president. That's something that's good for us. But the things that he talked about was the elder and the youth. So hopefully things do happen that way, the way he's been telling us that. I hope that it does happen throughout this 2 years. And our tribe here, we have...
Is he a young man or older man?
He is, I'm not really sure how old he is, maybe around 50. I'm not sure at all, but yeah, he has a family, has his own family, and he has still has his, I think he still has his parents and grandparents. I'm pretty sure he does. He seems like he's still young. And
is he traditional?
What's that?
I was saying that he seemed like he's traditional.
Yeah, it seems like he's traditional. That's
wonderful.
A good plus for us.
Well, hopefully he get in there and do good and do some good things for the people.
Yeah.
In
the past, there's a lot of issues that happened here across the reservation. And in the past, there wasn't any language speakers on the council, and sometimes they didn't listen to the older people. They weren't allowed to speak, and sometimes they only let them speak for 3 minutes and then took them off. They seemed like they were really disrespectful to the elder. It wasn't good to hear that, because the tribal council meetings have it on the air on the radio station here, and so everybody can see. I'm really glad about that. We have our own radio station that lets the people know across the res what's going on, and now that the council meetings are talking about really important things. So sometimes I remember a while back when my mom's and her friends, her elder friends, they would have meetings and they talk about really good issues about the people, and They speak up at tribal council meetings, and they talk. It's good to hear when they let the elders speak, and it's good when the council members are able to listen to them. Hopefully this coming 2 years that I'll be able to hear good things like that. The tribe have a pipe, a sacred pipe for the people, and he takes care of the pipe, and it passes on to the next election. They pass it to the next administration, and that's in a good way, showing respect for the tribe. They're speaking in a good way. And there is not supposed to be no arguments and no thinking. No, they're not supposed to think. They're supposed to only think good things while they have that pipe during the council meeting. I've never heard any other tribes of what they do, but our tribe here has been a lot of changes since back in the 70s. They're more traditional cultural thinking now here at the present time.
That's good. Mm-hmm. Hopefully it gets better.
Well, you could add some stuff.
Hello, this is Jenny Manyheis calling in from
hey,
here
Jenny,
in Northwest Montana.
How you doing, Jenny?
I'm doing okay. I'm still
good,
just
good.
Doing what Jenny does. But first of all, before Nupa and Vanna came on, Tyreek was admitting to his wrongdoing about yesterday, which to me, you know, he's learning a lesson right now. You cannot lie when you're talking to us women or people. And you admitted to your wrong, but they didn't get to hear it. But you were asking for an apology. You were crying. And for us, when an elder's on, you be honest, truthful and honest of what you're saying and what, because you admitted to something that I already seen what you were doing. And that's not good. This is how much respect we have for elders. You can't lie to them. It's, you know, you're going to reveal yourself. You know, you admitted you're wrong. So I'd like you to explain that to Vina and Chinupa before I ask a question.
Yeah. First of all, I want to say I apologize, Auntie, and to the sister. To you. It's hard for me. You know, I understand, you know, I'm trying my best, you know. My family's broken. My whole entire family is broken. And as I said before with Brother Cabrillo, the Middle East is one big family. And I never had my biological mother show me tradition. Only my grandmothers did. And in our culture, which is so polluted with the white way, the British white way, the British language. I adopted, and what I did yesterday on yesterday's show when I disrespected everybody by arguing with Kanupa, and what I said about my aunt, you know what I mean, calling the show. It was hard for me I apologize for lying about that. Because I was married to an indigenous Mexican lady. And a lot of things happened to me while young. As many of you faced, you know, the same thing. And I'm sorry. I'm sorry. And Sanupa, every time he tells me, break your white ways. That's not you. Don't be like a fucking white man. Don't interrupt us like a white man. I am grateful that I have Tanupa to see, you know, and to help correct me when I had nobody. So I apologize to you and Auntie and everybody else. Back to you.
All right, now you heard it. But my question now is, what are you trying to learn from us? And all you say, you know, you have Tanupa to try to help guide you. Yeah? Well, that's one thing you don't do that, because our elders, when they speak, okay, you have to relive everything that you're asking again, and that's not easy for a lot of them, you know. But they enjoy sharing it and what, but you lied about it, what you were asking, and you wouldn't put your aunt on the phone. Now today you say that, oh, there's no satellite now, there's no Facebook Live now, we're only on Blog Talk. So it's really hard for me to believe what you're saying now. I heard you cry and everything, but that's good you cried. That's your own fault. Don't bring your personal relationship onto this show and say it's somebody else asking that question. Because we protect our elders. You don't know who you're really talking to. So you're going to learn from that now. So don't do that. When those elders are speaking, their hope and their prayers are to be heard. Not for your rating, your radio rating or nothing like that. So my question now is basically, all that we're sharing, what are you really going to do about it? Instead of just talking about it. How do you feel you're going to help our people from all this that we're speaking about, what the government system and the school system and the church system and every system that they created, you know? So I'm still at that question. You speak about that religion, but you say that it came from your guys' people, all what took place over there. Well, how are you going to do that if you just lied, you're not even a truthful, honest man about it? You're trying to blame the women about it, you know, because those women that you chose to be your wife or girlfriend or what. Don't hate on our women about it, though. We have no fault with that. That was your choice. You're wrong. So what are you going to do to help us since we've been sharing all this? You want to hear all of this?
Not to sound art, arguing with you, Jenny. Even before the show, day in, day out, for the last 2 years, I have been in the streets. I've been talking to people, sharing with them what happened to us. The same thing is what is happening to Turtle Island. I'm not going to say whatever the other person's name is, you know what I mean? But that clearly shows that a response like that, you know what I mean? That we are doing something about it, not keeping silent. I've been very vocal. Very vocal in the last 2 years.
Well, you know, you're not finished. Go ahead.
I've been very vocal. Very vocal, not only online. I've been very vocal face to face with police, face to face with other indigenous that we connected with. We all have been very vocal. Back to you.
Well, the reason why I'm asking this because I hear the show and I hear the argument and then I hear, you know, all this where you're each time you're getting corrected. Even about when the elders, whether they're speaking in the language or English today, like my son, you know, what happened with my brother, okay? They're long-winded. To you, they're taking too long if you're looking at the time. Just the same as Vina was explaining. Our elders, when they're speaking their language, you've got to cut them off. They take a long time, and which I've seen that for myself at one of the meetings down there. I think it was out in Kyle. I went to a meeting with Chinupa there. That's when they were trying to change that constitution and what. This old lady in a wheelchair, I can't remember if her name was Joyce or not, but she was speaking in language. When they're speaking in language, you got to wait till they're finished. But then that security guy kept on trying to, you know, warn her. She was, you know, need to, you know, have so much time. And he was even trying to come over there. Basically where she got frustrated and just gave him back the microphone, you know. So I know what she's talking about. The good thing about down there is they still have their traditional councilship, leadership. And that's where Chinupa explains what the headsmen's and everything. So they still have their councilship, their original councilship active. Up here on our reservation, they took that away from our traditional council, which one of my grandfather, Uppadupi, was one of them. So they were a formation of traditional council. It was all those old guys. It was the same thing. With the women were the main advisors, so their wives. It was their group of women, too. And they based everything on the people. Not about the money, but on the people. So they were the final word over everything, but they would look at everything, at nature, especially the water resource, because all the water down up here goes downstream to our downstream tribe way before the Europeans and all that came to play. So there's a traditional vow with the beaver bundle. And that was one of the main vows that my grandfather kept with by the beaver bundle ceremony and all, with the water spirits, the beaver people. There's a story to them. So they wanted to go, when they went to corporation, they took that voice from the old one. Gradually, it got weaker and weaker as they all start dying. Now you have one sitting there that's still saying their traditional leadership, but they're all converted. But some of them still speak our language. But they all speak against our ceremony and pipe, you know, and that's wrong, very wrong. So when they took that from them, the business council, that gives them more the right to play Blackfeet for all of us and what, you know. And we went corporate. But we don't get no money out of anything and everything that's corporate. And so that's the difference now. Up here, we're trying to get that back, you know, because we feel that with that, that we could speak against all of this, you know, stuff that's going on as far as minerals and or original stories and everything, creations and whatever there is. Huh? But without it, they get to play all that and they're just making deals with the white man. Up here, we don't get to go to the meetings when the white man comes in to make deals or what. The doors are locked. Down there, their meetings are in different communities. It's open. So I see the difference. So what she was speaking about, yeah, that's very true. You know, when their elders are speaking, don't look at that time and stuff. Oh, you know, we only got this much time. You only give them that much time, you know. Because this radio show is based on what's going on in our area. Each tribe that wants to come on and explain what's going on in your area. It's all the same story, but different locations. And who's the fault for all of this that's killing our people? Where did it come from? Well, we already know. But we're talking about reality. We understand that reality of what's really taking place. I've been mentioning how I see the moon is rising further up. If you look east, it's rising further up northeast. The sun is down this way. A guy from Saskatchewan has a video out there explaining the same thing, but the only thing over there, up there, it's rising, the moon is rising up in the north. These are the things that we're supposed to be watching today as us. The people, because if the rest of you were, then you would be talking about these things. You would be mentioning these things. So we're at a different time. I keep telling you guys. So I don't know how to tire apology. I'll leave it up to the grandmother. Which I'm one, so I can't apologize for all of us. Well, go ahead.
Is there any other questions out there for Tyreek as we get to the top of the hour? I'm glad that Jenny asked him to revitalize what he said. I appreciate that of you. Thank you for doing that. Sister Vina, you have something to say on that?
Yeah, a little. I've noticed that the time that Jenny's talking about, hi, Jenny, it is, the time is different. You know, when I was young, it seemed like it was a long time It's a long time to get the moon to get full. And that was really happy when it was full moon. And then when it slowly dies and there's no moon coming out, then it's, it seems like the seasons too. When it's cold winter, it's different. And then as soon as that spring comes and I'm happy and, but long time ago, it seemed like time was really slow. And then now it's going fast. Just these years are coming by fast, and we just had little kids, and now they're already big, and time is just different now. I don't want to worry about it. My mom sees that. And then I noticed that it is kind of changed again. But I see her praying. I see her worry and pray. So I just sit back and I let her do it. But now at this age where she's might not be around sometime, and then, you know, that'll be up to me to you know, pass on to that, to all that praying. And it is hard when the younger people don't listen, or they don't care, or it seemed like it, my elders, it was a time where I listened, and I want to listen, and I try to understand what they're saying, and then now that I do, I guess I'm there at that age, and I'm aged in time. It's kind of different. Well, that's all the thing I'll cut in. I mean, that's all I let you know now.
And we thank you for that, Sister Vina. Mitaki epi lechus e yuxapo. Lechalakis e shukshi mitaki taku iwogalake kehe wichakhe. We are at Hataha, Wabrezekile, Nahaxi, Lakotaxi, Okituepi, we are Kile, Waks, Api, Suta, Ois, Papi. He on, Twiwaki, Isha, Taku, Iwoglaki, Kihe, Wichakhe, Mehena, Yetu. Ho one to is some lessons, Taku, Umat Hoksakile, Tak Hoksaglena, Echa, Waks, Api, Kile, Taku, Hena. Ach ol ya ki hena hecha toni hechuns e chumbo kifni. Takwe he ewaki ki le echa mila haskat ha oap he ki le hena un kit chopsni mitaki epi. Hena un kit chopsni he un wak sape ki le mila haskat ha oap he ki hena wastesni hena lila wakhanshi chat ha wanspe ki hechuns e etuam ne hechuns e umpi. Oh. Kawo cheke kilena echa ipach yapina yutok zok tichte. Ho hena ishan yanke kokata kya. As ini asni, chanupo akha kile nahakhti hena on kiu hapi. Un lak khotab cha chanupo akha kile nahakhti on kiu spapi. Lak khotakhti kilena echa. Tona hun khuwa blezu. Uchoye nahataku hena wolak khote aikwakyoko hena yeche tub. Hetus e wichak hapi. He on tron yo akile tak wog la kena shukshi mit khaki insha hena yek shetupi khokata ke tak to khano pi ki hota mitak ye pi khoke hechus e luk chamata wo cheke wonji ka khapo he chano ki tak ke as wa stekte as wa chak es niki necha shicha walakinte na waki khaki le o tekhite o he insha wi chokhana ha Poche ki gele yupta o kihi. E hani tchokasi la wana unchi mitchoki. To han woche ki karga bhanta. O akhpe wunshi ichupi na pezi khota hena tima echagna kecha. O akhpe ki le aileam. Ta aileam na han eteha azil wichapi na. Eteha wana woche ki hechum se etu api. Ho wane etu ki le makhoche ki le osniki. Unchi na kakat khankal yapi na woche ki karga. Ho iaska par lechus e makha Lila Osni asks, Hena Hetchens, etako ya chink de ki he, yeche, tukte. Hena Hetchens, eh, honey, matrecha, huh, wine chabalake. Yunka Hetchupi. Tamisha wana, wane, tukile, Misha Hetcha, motohan voce, ke wakake. Chachunksi mit haki taki, iwoglake ki he, wichakhe. Natumi wati, insha, wichakhap. Ho, wana, taku epre kile, mitaki epi, blue trokse, naha, yeska wakte. For some of you that don't understand our value as Lakota people using a language that is second coming to our own, okay, which is the English language, we never ever took it to say that we as indigenous people can own it. This language that's English belongs to the white man. His language is a lying language. And if that offends some of you people, I don't care. You can call me after the show. My phone number is 605-517-2621 or 605-517-1547. Both numbers reach Chanupagaloha money. Because of the way I'm saying it in English, this English language is barbaric and brutal. There's no truthful honesty to it. It lies. It murders. It victimizes women and children. And the main thing it does, it keeps you cursing. So we know that. Our enemy within ourselves becomes ourselves. But the real true enemy of a skin tone individual is the white man. There's bad and good blood in both races, okay? So what I'm trying to help you guys understand is that Chanupagaloha money lives here on Pine Ridge. My sister Vina, my aunt Bernice, they come first because they're under the matriarchal system of how the women told us men what to do. When my Aunt Bernice tells me something, I do it. That's the simplest way to understand indigenous thought and philosophy because it's still a world trying to be continuously controlled by men. And any man that thinks otherwise, you're a stupid person, other man. I'm saying that to you because my sister just explained something to you. She can briefly announce herself on the show because she's taking care of our grandson who is very sickly. Not in a heavy capacity, but he's sick. So she has a limited time to attend that. That's matriarchal power. That's matriarchal systems of women taking care of our grandchildren. This was our way of life since the beginning of time. And me and my sister Vina, we just got here. My sister Vina 67, Chanupa is 65. So here we are expressing our open gratitude because Jenny brought this understanding out. Because I will say this, listening audience, mitakipi lessons ayuk tapo na anakap tapo. Okay? Toski yuk se ki he oakia ki toni lexu se omokia ki sneo he mie tagne hel omojas ni niecha takule na oyate ki hena wichak o ki niecha wasroi ki hena wichak na tak shiche hena nisha o luspe ki otkhana atte glena o khansula o gna hena wagla ko ki hena otkhana wichak we toksha hena na khunyokte as inios ni lexu i pach yana ha le pas après qu'il est au kit hof ne qu'il est hetch oxila qui est hetch est hetch Now, I'm going to turn it back into English language. I'm going to turn it into the way you want to hear it from the horse's mouth. Never, never, ever try to think that you can use your characteristic of your ability to try to get something out of my people. And I'm talking about Tyreek. Never, ever use somebody else and trying to bring an understanding to impose it on them for your gain. Believe me, your big brother will be watching for you. As this TV show that you guys watch about Jonathan Wick, people tell you, when you watch that movie, the people are telling them, hey, if you're doing bad, John will come for you. Well, if you do bad in modern way like today, Chanupa will come for you. I give you that understanding because enough of the lying. The white man's way of life lies, and it makes you angry. And so you're going to excuse that, but then you're going to feel guilty later on as it's going to be imposed back to you. And never, people, all of you, listening audience, never point with one finger. Because when you point with one finger, you forget the thumb is pointing forward with it, but there's three more pointing back at you. That's going to come back enormously of guilt. So even though you got two fingers pointing forward and three are pointing back at you, you lose, young man. And that goes for our women, too. I love it when elders like Auntie and my sister give this kind of intrusion of a virtue. The intrusion of a virtue is to tell you, hey, enough already. You see, my auntie is very, very Wolakota prone, okay? She's very strong in our language. So English is very difficult for her to give. See, I listen to what Auntie says. And when she says it, because Auntie is broken English because she don't care about the English language. That's second. Lakota. That's our way. So as we are moving in the direction of our show, okay, every Friday and Saturday and now Sunday is our shows. One of the things, that I want to tell you guys. I love my auntie. And I know my auntie's getting tired. And she said that a number of times. But I want her to be here with me as long as she can. So in honor of my auntie, okay, I'm going to sing this song for her in honor of her to keep going and keep being with us. I don't want you to leave right away. Koi, expand my snow, man. Mission yo tewa kingse. I don't want you to go now. You stay with us as long as you can. So long, kile ahing. I'm going to sing this song in honor of my auntie to be with me as long as she can. Just like my sister Vina expressed, she's going to probably have to take that role, which she will. And I'll be there to back my sister anytime, any place, anywhere, anyhow. So in the honor of my auntie to continue to be with us, I want to sing this song for her. And this is the song I'm going to sing for auntie. It's about our sacred pipe. Okay, lewana, olon ahingse. I sing that for my auntie, Bernice Whitehawk, and I want her to be here with me for a little bit longer. You see, people, we know of our culture and it works because we believe that way.
Check it in the hospital.
For some of you that don't understand my language, my mom gave me that song as a young boy. And I was 7 years old when my mom gave me that song. I was raised a bastard here on the Pine Ridge Indian Reservation because the white man ranchers killed my dad. And my dad and mom, they all stayed together here at the old house in Pine Ridge. And this old house was built by my grandfather, Roy, and my family. Right behind here, this house, right in the back, my Uncle Hermes and my Aunt Grace, Eagle Fox, Denise, they lived there. So this is how my older brother, Louis, comes into the family. That's how first cousins were raised, brothers and sisters. That's our way. That's indigenous culture. So he's not no first cousin. He's not no second cousin. And he sure in the hell ain't no third cousin. He's my brother. This is our way. That is our way. It's just like what my sister Vina was telling you guys about yesterday. The making of relatives. Okay? Making of relatives. So that's how we do that. But because our families were so close the way we live today, just like Aunt Bernice. Aunt Bernice is not no seventh, eighth, ninth cousin. No. She too. It's my blood auntie. That's our way. That's why I got a lot of love for my aunt. I care for her. I watch my mouth. But today, the white man's way of life, they disrespect our mothers. Most of all, we disrespect our kids. We disrespect all of that. And number three to it all, we disrespect our elders. We disrespect our family, our moms and dads. You see, this white man's way of life is too brutal and barbaric. And one of the biggest principles that American culture has is drugs and alcohol. And to wipe it even further clean, it's sociological deformatory that was created by centritism, where there's no honor. Now, you look at it this way, people. I don't have the answers for everything, but I have the answers of my understanding through my traditional people. And it keeps growing bigger and bigger. Now my time comes to go home to the spirit world. This is how much we live on earth to understand the fairness and balance. But it's still a world controlled by men. And anybody trying to seek civil and colonial rights, you're a stupid individual, whether you're a man and a woman. You think about that now. The pipe that governs the Lakota people is still here in Turtle Island. That's our way, people. We never sold our religion, but our people adapted white man's culture. So what are we doing? We're pulling them in and teaching them and saying, hey, go do this. No, 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 no. If you want the white folks to help you, ask them to help you protect what we have. And say that. Help me protect these. I can't do it by myself. I ask my people. I ask my people, help me. I can't do this. I ask you Indians and you men to help me, man. I can't do this by myself. So if I'm asking for that help, why, yeah, help me. Simple. I'm not asking you to give me your left arm in exchange for my left arm. My arm's too strong. Same with my right arm. What I'm telling you is because everything out there that we have as indigenous people is being sold and given away to the white man. You're never having an honor to give it. When I give something to my people that I know, I trust them because I trust that they're going to do the same thing. This is how much I know because I've watched my people do it. And then the people that I watched were my grandparents saying, hey, let's That's what they would say. I know. I saw it. But everybody else keep bringing them in here. You can hold, keep this pipe. You use this. And they teach them that. I saw that too in my time. This is what we're saying about looking at the vocabulary of what our people have experienced. I don't believe in drugs. I sure in the hell don't believe in alcohol. I tried alcohol, and it wasn't my way. I tried it. All it made me do is what I love to do, fight white people. That's the hard part. That's the hard part. So as we're at the bottom of the hour of 6:32, I wanted to share that much. And I'm going to ask my sister Vina if she has anything else she wants to add to the show.
Well, I'm kind of taking care of the baby now, so I've been listening to you. It's good to hear. I like to hear you talking. I can't find the word for that.
That's good. That's good, sister. Love you for that.
But I like to listen to Jenny, too. So I'll give you guys time to talk because I gotta need to take care of the baby now.
Okay. Sister, if you want to say goodnight, you can. And if you want to still listen again, you can. Thank you for that understanding, and I love you. And then the right words are saying, that's what gives you inspiration. So thank you for being my sister. I will always be behind you. Anything we need to do for Auntie, here on out, you just let man your brother Chalupa know and I'll do it. And thank you, Jenny, for coming on and expressing what you're saying, because even you too have a great, tremendous value, and many others that have a value. We all need these to share with each other to help us grow a little bit stronger and a little bit longer. Because we chose otachi on kiuspapsni metakiepi. We chone kile wakan. Hohe on ni on kukte hata tchokata kia wotshe ki amkata takule na eunk tu jasni ki hena tchokata yankinkte. Hohe chuste eunk tu akte. Ola kota kile lila o techike es iniasni oate me tchaki lechuse. Gawinta abi abi na het tchokata glechuse unstuni api. For some of us, what I'm saying on behalf of my sister Vina while she's taking care of our grandson, I want you all to really give what you have in your heart to understand why we do this, because we care for each other. We love each other. And most of all, we believe in each other. That's what makes us continue to have honor. Four basic principles that the indigenous people still have in Turtle Island. And I want my Auntie Bernice to be with me as long as she can, because at her, we want what she passed it on to our Takoja, Joe Jr. Oaste Takojaki Owaki. And I've always told my grandson Joe, I will always be there to back him and do things any way I can to help him. I've always told that, and he still carries that in his heart. That's my grandson. So I love him the same way I love the listening audience that contributed, and Jabril, and even Tyreek. Tyreek's still my little brother. He's bullheaded because he adapted Western culture. Nobody told him to do that. He wanted to do that. That's the choice he made. But still, he has honor to tell the truth that he made a mistake, and it's called lying. That's the white man's way. The white man's way will make you lie, people. I know this. I have a brother. I have a brother in Utah named David Clark. That's my brother, David. David never left his brother Chanupa stranded. No matter what we did together, I and David are still brothers in that struggle. He deals with his Caucasian folks over there, and I deal with mine here on the Pine Ridge Indian Reservation. So if David's listening, Wopilatanka, David, for always being there for the Lakota people. He's the one that helps us with the gas to bring our wood to and from the Black Hills for the people that are needed. Not only him, there's Tristram Johnson out there in the East Coast. He helps out. And Jeff Bell, my newly founded brother. And there's a many others. Jibril Salam, him and his people from the Muslim community and the indigenous community in Michigan. They contribute to help with gas to get any donations we go after to and from the reservation. For some of you that understand this, we love what we do in our caring and giving. That's what makes us an honorable people. Honorable people. And just like my little brother, Tyreek, even though he skated off the path, he still had heart to listen to his older brother and pull him back. It ain't easy doing this work. So I had to tell him, hey, man, come on. You got to turn yourself around and quit bullshitting over here. That's not the way to do things. When you lie, it's going to catch up to you. And it will, man, hurt when it kicks you in the ass. I ain't a donkey or a buffalo to kick your ass, but I'm a human being. If I kick your butt, you ain't going to like it. I'll probably have to go to the hospital with you because my foot's going to go all the way in there. And that's just food for thought. So what I'm saying, people, as we're coming to the top of the hour, I want some of you to contribute your understanding. And tonight, if there's listening children that are with your grandmas and grandpas and your aunties and your uncles or your moms and dads, I'm going to sing the children's song in closing. So as we approach the top of the 7 o'clock hour, last-minute comments to everybody, and if you want to share something, go right ahead. We're going to turn it over to you now.
Yeah, this is Jenny. I want to thank Vina and you, Chanupa. I always say, to be truthful and honest, be careful what you're saying, how you're talking towards our people, because that's the white man, white woman way. They talk and treat our people, our elders, our teachers bad. They don't know who they are to us, And that's why you should learn a big lesson right now. You want to learn about our ways, and that's the number one first lesson is become human again and respect our teachers who are our elders. But thank you.
Anyone else?
This is Jibril way out here in Michigan. I want to thank Grandma Jenny, if you don't mind me calling you Grandma. Vina, Grandma Bernice, Tariq, Chanupa, all the people out there in the listening audience. Thank you, everybody, for tuning in to Indigenous Voice of the People. Thank you, everybody, for sharing and aiding one another. And that's what makes the world a beautiful place, is people like y'all. And I'm happy and proud to be part of this circle, that we are aiding one another to become better and make it a better place for our children, our grandchildren, and stand up against the wrongdoing and corruption. And Tariq, great honor to you, my brother, to be able to man up and say, hey, man, I made a mistake. That's the honorable thing. And that's what just create more love. So
thank you, everybody. I appreciate you for listening and giving us this opportunity to be able to say a few words. And I love all y'all. Peace.
Okay. Yeah, we love you too, little brother. Oh.
Yeah, thank you too.
Anyone else? Anyone else tuning in? Go right ahead. Come on.
We have 6 callers, so 18 minutes.
Any other callers on the phone? Come on.
Yeah, this is Bobby. How y'all doing?
Hey, Bobby, glad to hear you. Come on, man. Go ahead. Speak.
Yeah, I finally found my way home. We went looking for an honest Indian out here earlier, my res. Couldn't find any. We're getting ready for a tribal elections coming up next week, and plus we have some dances going on today that hardly anybody knew about except the leaders. You know, that's one problem we're having here in the Southwest is leadership within our council, and then plus within our kivas. So, and we've been having decisions trying to come up to see who's going to be the bestest in these positions that we're having. And as far as I know, nobody's really interested in who's running for our governor and all the main tribal offices here, and also with our Kiva leaders because of some major factors that happened within the past year or two here in Laguna. And it's kind of embarrassing for us to think about, and I feel sorry for the family that's involved in these issues, you know. So, but there's nothing that we can to do about it, but stand behind him and ask for help and forgiveness, and ask pray to the Creator to guide us down the red road, you know, the straight path of doing things correctly here around here, and establishing a better communication with each other. So that's what's been going on down here. I got here late, like I said. I was still actually really looking for Indians, but honest ones. But got away attention to dances and stuff like that. So, but anyway, I'm glad
I've been
here the past 2 days. Friday and Saturday, and Auntie and Luca's sister, you know, he kind of scared me on his auntie when he mentioned that she's a strong and powerful woman Friday night. Just don't piss her off because she'll get mad at you. She ain't gonna take no mercy on your case. So I didn't say anything. I was afraid if I said anything, she might jump on me. No, but it was an honor. It was an honor listening to both the people, to the ladies, and I hope that you come back and more. It's interesting to hear them speak the language because it's a whole lot different language barrier than it is, you know, down here with our charisma language. But I can understand a lot of issues dealing with what Kanupa was talking about with our culture and our traditions, our religions and things. And I was trying to put it into my own way of thinking about how we do our things here within our kivas. And basically, it almost comes down to the same theme, but a different way, you know. But there's things that we don't use up there, like there's some people that use the sage or the sweet grass, but not as much as it is used up north. And also with the sweats, we're not allowed to sweat here. We have to ask permission to build a sweat lodge. And if we do get that permission, it has to be built a certain way, the local way. And don't ask me how those ones are made, because I have no idea. So, but anyway, it's an honor to listen to you all talk on this radio. I have a brother of mine. I don't know if he's listening tonight or if he forgot, but he was listening with me the past couple of nights, and he really enjoys this show. And I don't know if he's on the air or not, but I'll let him know that I got my chance to come get on there and talk to you all, and I can't wait till next week when the shows come back on again. Maybe something more important. I might find a white guy, you know, smart enough to talk to. So, but anyway, just wanted to say you all have a good evening, the rest of the evening, and stay warm. I don't know if you guys got snow up that way. We're supposed to be getting snow down here tonight, but they've been saying that for the past month, and they haven't seen shit yet. So, but knock on wood, so maybe we might see something. So, but anyway, you all have a good evening. You take care.
All right, thank you, Bobby. That's good. That's great to hear your voice, and you're always welcome to come back on our show anytime, Friday, Saturday, and Sunday.
Yeah, like I said, I was on listening the past 2 days, and the auntie kind of scared me.
All right, it's great to hear from you. Anyone else out there? Come on.
This is David Clark. Can you hear me?
Hey, all right, David. Welcome aboard, man. We were just talking about you.
Yes. I appreciated the words that were said today. They're powerful. And I run with some people that have a great respect for those who have retained the knowledge and the wisdom and the rights that have been passed down from the father. We have a tradition ourselves that the white man, if they are going to survive what is coming, they will have to turn their hearts back to the ways and the traditions that have been retained and maintained in their fullness. There is one thing that I have been pondering the last couple of weeks, and that is that in order for reconciliation to occur, truth must be heard, acknowledged, and accepted. And so I appreciate what you're saying, and I look for a day when we can embrace, all of us embrace, under the great mystery, and know who we are, and that we are brothers and sisters. And that is all that I have to say.
Man, we thank you for coming on with that understanding, man, with his own truth of his own wisdom that he's been sharing with people. David, you're always welcome to come out and participate in Auntie Sundance on behalf of Chinupa and my sister Vina and Aunt Bernice. They loved it when you and Brian came down. So thank you for that inspiration of words. See, people? It's not an everyday badness that affects people. There are some people, like my brother David, taking a good look at what the Wasichus have done, the white race. See? So now even him making that jump, he just told you there's a few that he participates with. And that's an honorable person that steps out. He's just like, man, any one of us in the struggle trying to reach out to our own to have a little onsite of love to care for one another. And thank you for that understanding, David. Appreciate it. You're always welcome to come on our show Friday, Saturday, and Sunday. This is our Indigenous Voices of People. Anyone else? Thank you, David, for coming on. Anyone else? Okay, if there's no one else, I want you all to listen to this song carefully. I'm going to close the show with this song. Hey, honey, matkopa ha hecha iwa na honi na ha. Hecha iwa honi ha. Kawaki mitkaki kitala masitia. Kawakanja echetia hecha se ewakwe. Yonka aloha ki le matho ki he matho. Na paha ki le echa wa kha ki na haki suta oi. O he aloha ki le wana chate o gana ewa gana ke. Na nus nausi na wakaja echetia he aloha ki tkopi. He un na haki oblusbe na haki. No kiutka I blable na wakaja ota hata. We charge on the Oloan ki he, Oma ki api na ha, ahiun yampi. What I said in my language, I went to the sacred Bear Butte. And it was the bear people that I asked for help to reach out to my children because the children were being neglected. This is when the time CPS and social services were taking our children away from us and placing them in non-native foster care families and homes. And so with that, I took this challenge on. I took this challenge on to ask the bear if he can help me with this song. So in honor of all you children that you brought your kids to the radio show, Kakoza with my sister Vina Oloanki Le Ahink Le Oloanki Nitaapi. This is your song that was given to me 17 years ago. My teacher, huh? I was in my early, you know, pushing 50. I was in my late part of my 40s when this song was given to me. And so I want to sing it tonight in honor of the children and all of the special guests we have, even the song that I sang for Aunt Bernice and my sister Vina, all the Takojas, all the children that are out there, this is the song I'm going to sing for you. And I thank you all for tuning in to the Indigenous Voices of People show, and we'll see you all next week, Friday, Saturday, and Sunday from 5 o'clock to 7. You're all welcome to come back on the show and express what you have to share with the rest of humanity as a people struggling to remain free. So this is the song to the kids. And thank you, little brother Tyreek, for acknowledging your honor of being difficult. Remember, we're here listening the same way everyone else does. And we give a damn about you, too, whether you like it or not. You're still our little brother. So here's our song for our children. Toka shila ya ho ye ya po welo hey 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 Toka shila ya ho ye ya po welo hey 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 wa kha ya ya ho ye ya po welo hey 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 ho Toka shila ya ho ye ya po welo hey 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 Toka shila ya ho ye ya po welo hey 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 wa kha ya ya ho ye ya po welo hey 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 ho Conca shila ho ye ya po we lo hey. Conca shila ho ye ya po we lo hey 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 yo. Wa can ya 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 ho ye ya po we lo hey 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 ho. Conca shila ya ho ye ya po we lo hey. Conca shila ya ho ye ya po we lo hey 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 yo. Wa can ya 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 ho ye ya po we lo hey 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 ho. Conca shila ya ho ye ya po we lo hey hey. Conca shila ya ho ye ya po we lo hey 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 yo. Wa can ya 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 ho ye ya po we lo hey 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 ho. Conca shila ya ho ye ya po we lo hey hey hey. Conca shila ya ho ye ya po we lo. Hey 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 yo, wa can ya 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 ho ye ya po we lo. Hey 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 ho. Conca shila ya ya ho ye ya po we lo. Hey 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 hey. Conca shila ya ho ye ya po we lo. Hey 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 yo. Wa can ya 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 ho ye ya po we lo hey 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 ho. Conca shila ya ya ho ye ya po we lo hey hey hey. Conca shila ya ya ho ye ya po we lo hey 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 yo. Wa can ya 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 ho ye ya po we lo. Hey 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 ho. Conca shila ya 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 ho ye ya po we lo hey hey hey. Conca shila ya ya ho ye ya po we lo hey 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 yo. Wa can ya 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 ho ye ya po we lo hey 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 ho. Conca shila ya ya ho ye ya po we lo hey hey hey. Conca shila ya ya ho ye ya po we lo hey 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 yo. Wa can ya 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 ho ye ya po we lo hey 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 ho. Conca shila ya ho ye ya po we lo hey hey hey. Conca shila ya ho ye ya po we lo hey 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 yo. Wa can ya 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 ho ye ya po we lo hey 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 ho. Conca shila ya ho ye ya po we lo hey hey hey. Conca shila ya 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 ho ye ya po we lo hey 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 yo. Wa can ya 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 ho ye ya po we lo hey 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 yo. That song is in honor of you children, on behalf of all the Strongheart Warrior Society members here on the Pine Ridge Indian Reservation and elsewhere. We honor your children forever. Forever, we're going to always honor you kids with your song. Wherever we see you, that's your song. I know some of you listening audience were trying to sing it. No, don't do that. Learn how to listen so your heart can pick it up. If you try to sing along on the show, it ain't going to work. Learn how to be humble to yourself and the sacred drum and the voice. Learn how to do that. I'm a singer. Hecha wa ina woche ke wakache. Es, zintkala ki lena echa, wichoni topi ke hena makupi. He un, hechus e chokawi chasha, hechus e nausea. It was the sacred robin that gave me his spirit to be a singer. And a lot of you will never, ever be a singer. I don't care how you do it. If it's not gifted the old way, It'll never be the same. Thank you all for listening to the Song for the Kids, and we'll see you all next week on the Indigenous Voices of People. Thank you, and you have a great rest of the week, and stay warm because there is a storm coming. Popila, ha-ho!